Simon & Schuster Audio presents Last Light. How six great artists made old age a time of triumph. By Richard Lacayo. Read by Max Anderson.
For Dave. Introduction. Probably the most famous reflection on old age from any artist is the whimsical testimony offered in the 1830s by Katsushika Hokusai, the great Japanese painter and printmaker. All I have produced before the age of 70 is not worth taking into account. At 73, I have learned a little about the real structure of nature. When I am 80, I shall have made still more progress. At 90, I shall penetrate the mystery of things. At 100, I shall have reached a marvelous stage. And when I am 110, everything I do, be it a dot or a line, will be alive. As it happens, Hokusai lived only to 89. That's more than two decades short of 110. Even so, not bad. And he was right. It was in his last years that he produced some of his most enduring works. They include his most famous, Under the Wave off Kanagawa, a woodblock print he first published between 1831 and 1833. He was then in his early 70s, around the very time he issued his Declaration on the Benefits of Old Age. In that roller-coastering picture, Hokusai presents a titanic claw of surf, lifting above and bearing down on three slim boats and their huddled crews. The image is a freeze frame of deadly energies, pitting a carnivorous sea against a few flimsy trays of helpless humans. Off in the distance rises the serene cone of Mount Fuji, majestically indifferent to their fate. In its combination of graphic force and cold-eyed philosophical perspective, it's not just a powerful image, but a wise one. And everything in it is alive. And when I am 110, that wasn't such a crazy boast either. It's surprising how many artists have lived well past 70. Even in centuries when life expectancy, held in check by bad hygiene, poor nutrition, and guessing game medicine, was a fraction of what it is now. They often made it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?